Your home is your biggest investment. So don't waste money experimenting when it comes to building, maintaining, or repairing it. From the chimney and the flooring to your siding and even the white picket fence, we've got you covered. This is Home Science Show, where we dispel the myths and misconceptions about your home, reading the fine print so you don't have to. Here's your hosts, Chris Linder and Dimitri Lipinski.
Welcome back to the Home Science Show. Your host, Chris Linder. I'm here with our other host,
Dimitri Lipinski.
And we are getting ready to kick off this segment on siding. And Dimitri, I'm going to bring it right to you right away. Why are we going to talk about siding today for your home? And why is it important for all of us to pay attention to this?
Well, siding is a very, very special topic for me because it was one of the first trades. And when we were coming up with the topics for our home science show, I felt like because it was my first trade and I have most content already produced on this topic for the last couple of years. You've seen my videos. I've tested it in any possible way you can test it. I've put it in the microwaves. I've soaked it in a Coke. I've done so many different tests. And the reason behind it originally was because I've seen the siding industry. It's a huge market in the United States here in Minneapolis. Siding gets hit in the hail. Get a lot of damages. Pretty much every year, vinyl siding get destroyed, and people have to go in on the market in the big box stores and look for alternatives. If you have cheap siding and get smashed with hail, people looking in the expensive solid options like Hardy and LP. And then when I was doing it and doing my research, I started seeing all these crazy commercials where one manufacturer trashes another manufacturer's and their claims. And there's literally war is going on in the siding world where everybody is going against each other. It's almost like in automotive, BMW versus Mercedes-Benz. They have billboards wars and they call each other out. The same thing was happening in siding. But in siding, nobody was actually comparing the two as installer. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to compare. I'm going to speak the truth. And that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, awesome. So siding, I mean, it's so important to, you know, our home, right? Everybody's home has some sort of siding on it,
yep.
Whether it's, you know, wood or vinyl, or like you mentioned a couple of Hardy board, James Hardy siding, and yep. LP Smart Side. And all of these products have such a different component, you know, different makeup to them. They bring different values. And, you know, for us as consumers, as homeowners, we are fed a pretty steady diet of what's the best of all of them, you know, by one. So we're going to hear from LP why, you know, what's the best about it and maybe what's the worst about their competitors. But we're not really getting, you know, straight from the horse's mouth where their downside is. And what we want to get into is, you know, if one of these manufacturers is talking about how they're so great at this, they're making big claims. Well, let's take a look at some of those claims and let's take a look at, you know, if they're making other claims about another manufacturer, well, where do they stand on that, you know, specific thing? And, you know, we are putting together some different videos on this. You've got an extreme, you know, pile of content, you know, on specific to this topic. And, you know, as you know, I've looked into the facts and the fiction, so to speak, of siding, and, you know, I mean, really, truthfully, maybe could possibly be a pretty darn boring topic, but at the same time, you know, we like to take these things and make them a little bit of fun, right? And I know you've done some awesome things with it, and, you know, tell us a little bit about some of just the tests, you know, for instance, for those of us who've watched some of your videos on this. The gun range test with siding. Now, who thinks of that, right? I mean, you're going to take sure. siding to a gun range, but there's some value there. And tell us a little bit about why we, you know, what does this have to do with siding?
Well, there's just a lot of misconceptions based on the customer's experience look. So everybody wants to know how much does it cost, how much will it last, was the complaints, was the failures, right? So a general misconception, for example, that vinyl siding is cheap. It's a bad option. It's cheap. It's going to downgrade or reduce the value of your house. Well, to be honest with you, it's not true. I've done tests where, like modern siding, and when I say modern, it's thicker, it's longer panels, and most people will not even recognize the difference between LP SmartSide or James Hardy and, let's say, vinyl. So I would say vinyl siding really came long way, and it grew on me too, like, you know, 10, 12 years ago when I just came to the country. I'm like, vinyl, like, it's just a plastic. Why would you do it? But now, if you ask me what's the best, I would say, you know what, I would install vinyl siding on my house if it's insulated, if it's the best brand, if it's really extra long panels. So the point is, there's a lot of myth in construction industry about siding that doesn't reflect the industry today. Like, for example, hail damage. People think if you have vinyl siding and you have 2-inch hail, it's going to be destroyed. Well, it's not true. There's a lot of vinyl siding. Some manufacturers, especially with the back foam here in Minnesota, my company install a lot of it, but there's a lot of it where vinyl hail literally will bounce out. But you have to talk about it. So the test I've done, I took two biggest manufacturers, which is James Hardy. They're like number one siding manufacturer in the world. And their closest competitor, LP. It's like Coke and Pepsi. And I pretty much watched their commercials. And I didn't agree with what I've seen in the commercials, and I wanted to reproduce it. So one of the first tests I've done, I took LP commercial called hammer test, where they lift two 10-pound sledgehammers and drop it on the siding, except they didn't put plywood behind any of them, which is not how you build a house. And LP SmartSide is number one producer in the world of OSB, of, you know, sheeting. So they were supposed to do it because that's how you build a home, but they were pretty much, they wanted to show the brittleness of James Hardy. And I'm like, that doesn't sit well with me. So what I did, I put their product on the back, just like we would build a house, did the same test, and sure enough, it did not break. So point was proven that their claim against their competitor is not right. And I'm not pro James Hardy per se. I just wanted to show consumer the real hammer test.
Yeah, and I think to that point, though, right, is that if you look closely with the James Hardy product, their product is meant to be applied over a plywood or some sort of a sheathing substrate, right?
Just like any other siding.
Exactly. And so when they're testing their product and they're making their claims, so when James Hardy's making its claims about, you know, what it can do and can't do, it's also, you know, important that it's installed properly, just like anything. So for LP to go and do a test that where they're showing it in a completely different application, meaning installation application, is so false. I mean, you know, for them to go, I'm surprised that they would step out like that and do such a public test when they clearly didn't have the product installed properly to be able to, for Hardy to be able to support itself. So once again, this is the Home Science Show with Dimitri and Chris, and you can find more information on this show at homescienceshow.com if you want to see some of our videos and whatnot. So Dimitri, tell me, you know, exactly what the, you know, number one thing that we're looking for, how I should try to determine, you know, what I should listen to, what I should believe from, you know, whether it's a salesman who's in my home trying to sell me some of this stuff, or it's a manufacturer, I'm doing my research, because a lot of us, we've got a lot of information available to us, right? So, you know, we all know now that we don't just have to listen to the salesman that's sitting in our living room, but we can also go online the second he walks out the door. Heck, we can be doing it, you know, in our lap while he's giving his spiel, and we can be fact-checking him. But the problem that we're talking about a little bit too is that the information available by the manufacturer isn't always exactly accurate. And I think that's to your point here, isn't it?
Yes. Well, my thing is, because I don't know it all. So I know a little bit about siding. I know roofing. I've done cabinets. I've done floors. I've done a lot of trades. And I have knowledge, you know, about, like, let's say, installing hardwood floors. But as a consumer, I still have five bedroom house. I still have a lot of areas in my own house that I have no idea. Like, you know, I'm not HVAC person. I'm not a pool guy. So my general rule, and I apply to siding and everything else, I don't believe any sales guy and any company who all service to all people. So if I have a sales guy comes to me and say, hey, you pick the siding, you pick the roofing, like whatever, let's say we talk about siding. If you have a company who comes to you and say, we sell siding, any brand, just whatever you think is best for you, we'll install it. That's for me a red flag right there. Because I would rather deal with a company who say, hey, we install this brand, we can install other brands, but we don't recommend, here's why. Like, I want to know why you're loyal to your brand, and maybe you've, you know, you're in love, maybe you have special relationship, training, whatever. Nobody can be all service to all people. So if you want the LP Smart Site, find number one installer in town for LP Smart Site. And if you want a James Hardy, do that. But don't go with a company who does both. They don't even know why, because it's completely different products, completely different techniques. And people have to talk about it, but not many do. And as a consumer, you can choose either one. I don't say that either one of those products are bad. I just say that they can be installed wrong. And my number one advice is go with a company who truly knows, understands, and will be backing that up. Because company who installs it all cannot back up all the claims, all the failures. And failures will happen. Whether installer can make a mistake, or maybe paint will fail, whatever. Now you might have a problem because the company wasn't certified with that brand. Just because they want your business more, they want to do something right. That's my take.
Yeah, and I think in the next segment, we're going to talk a little bit more about exactly what's failing, what the differences is, and what makes a warranty actually as true as it looks to be. Because what we know is that there's a lot of claims on warranty that if you look a little bit closer, what you have to understand, what's going to avoid that warranty, what's going to uphold that warranty, may not be exactly what we think as consumers. So Home Science Show with Dimitri and Chris. Catch us on www.homescienceshow.com, and we'll be back after this. Welcome back to the Home Science Show with Dimitri and Chris. I'm Chris Linder here with
Dimitri Lipinski.
And we are talking about siding today, and we're going to jump right into a little bit of some of the pros and cons again, and I want to ask Dimitri a couple of questions on. So for those of you who don't know, some of the videos that Dimitri's made are pretty exciting stuff, and you can catch some of this stuff on our YouTube channel at Home Science Show. It's real simple. Just go to YouTube and type in Home Science Show. We'll pop up, and you can watch any of the videos and any of the content that we're talking about in here are going to be in there. You're going to get a lot more in-depth. You're going to be able to see some of the experiments and testings that we're going to do and get more insight to this. And today we're cut a little bit short because we got to spend some time talking with Lee. But right now, I just want to reference a couple to give you an example, because I keep going back to this, but I think it's so funny to me. And for those of you, who haven't had a chance to experience Dimitri, he loves to be lighthearted and goof around and do some interesting stuff. And so when he came across this, siding situation, he started putting it to a bunch of different tests, and he kind of copied to see what the tests that were out there to put them in a better testing sample, as he kind of explained with the sheeting in the background. But, Dimitri, one of the things I loved was he takes the siding and he takes a whole bunch of it and pins it together and takes it to a shooting range with a ballistics expert to find out, which one has the better impact resistance. And it's pretty interesting stuff. You're going to have to go check this out on YouTube because you're going to love what you see. And that's really, kind of a lot of what our videos are going to be, right? That sort of thing. We want to figure out, how much weight something can support. Maybe we're going to set me on top of it and see if it can handle 300 pounds or not, right? So, it's just, that's what it is really every week. But there's one of the biggest things that I see with the industry, and I want you to get into this, is blanket statements on these products. And for example, vinyl siding is associated as being a cheap product, right? And I think that, you know, you can get into this better, but what's hard is it is just like anything, there's probably a level of vinyl siding for sure that is very cheap and inexpensive, and that's what it's there for, and it serves that purpose. But you can also get into some vinyl products that are very, very nice products, have a really nice finish to them. You know, maybe they're not definitely for every home, but you might be actually really surprised at what you can get. And you start talking, yeah, the price is coming up. And now you start comparing that maybe into some of these higher end products, like we've mentioned with the James Hardys and the LP Smart Lap, that sort of stuff. You know, how close does a really nice high end vinyl get to those products and those prices? And at some point, does it become, well, at that price, maybe I should just be considering jumping into a Hardy or an LP? And, you know, I think that's what I, you know, what's your thoughts on some of that?
Well, I would like to answer that with an answer to a question, pretty much. If that would be my house, what would I install? And I would say, in Minnesota right now, because that's what majority of our listeners are, there's five major options. So you do have steel cedar options. So it's a, you know, pretty much cedar wood siding. It's still there. It still gets installed. It's not as popular. There's also stucco. Neither stucco or cedar would be my option for several reasons. One, cedar is a very high maintenance. You have to keep painting it. And I mean, it's a good option. The resources are just not there to recommend it to everybody. We cannot put cedar siding in every house. And in my personal opinion, it doesn't look as good as it splits. There's a lot of cons. I would say more cons than pros. Like I would say I wouldn't go with the cedar or stucco. Stucco in Minnesota also have a huge, huge problems in the last 10, 15 years. It has to do with condensation and the way we build homes, because you have to create different layers. And pretty much we, as a contractors, there have been so many lawsuits, and there's so many companies went out of business who've been doing stucco. We still can repair it. We still can do it. But as a recommendation, I would say I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't want it at my house. And stucco definitely looks good and might be really good in California or somewhere south. But in the colder climates, it's a nightmare, because you seal your house. It's just like modern codes are different from what they used to be 50 years ago. 50 years ago, you could poke a finger through the window, but you would never have a mold in the house. Now you're required to pretty much seal it with a house wrap and everything. So now you add something like stucco and there's a gap and house is settling. It's just asking for trouble. That's my opinion. So as a homeowner, I would not want to do it in my house, because the risk is too high. And in Minnesota, there have been a lot of lawsuits, a lot of builders and exterior siding companies went out of business because of that. And homeowners, unfortunately, were the one who stuck with the repairs. And I know right now a lot of homeowners removing stucco and replacing it with other options just because they don't want to go back. And also it's super, super expensive, super, super risky. So that's pretty much no to me. Then you have three major options in the market right now. James Hardy is still the leader. It's your Mercedes-Benz, it's your Coke, it's pretty much absolute leader. Right behind it, you have LP Smart Sign, very popular option here in Minnesota, because you have Two Harbors, which is 2 hours away from us, pretty much manufacturer there, and it's local company. A lot of local companies, exterior contractors are installing them. And then you have vinyl. And vinyl, I would start with the vinyl. A lot of people don't go with vinyl because they think it's cheap. And there is cheap vinyl. It's your shorter 12-footers when you have a lot of seams that fades really quick, looks cheap, pretty much fades cheap. I definitely wouldn't recommend it. And we've done tests where I put, you know, I went to big box store like Menards or Home Depot, buy 12-footer siding, and I go in, siding installer from professional suppliers like ABC Supply, where certified contractors shop, and you put two pieces together right next to each other and put 5-pound weight, and one sags all the way to the floor, another one is pretty firm. So you're not going to see nails, you're not going to see waves in the house, you're not going to see too many seam. So if you do want vinyl siding or you don't mind vinyl siding, I would highly recommend pay a little bit more. It costs you about 30% more to have insulated version. Insulated version will be much firmer. Pretty much if you throw a rock at it, it's going to bounce right back because it doesn't have that air behind it. So like insulated version of any siding, there's a few brands who installs it. They're absolutely superior. In Minnesota, you will add anywhere from 2.2 to 3 R3 value. So it creates thermal barrier. You'll keep your heat inside the house. And that's what very important in Minnesota. People don't understand that your 2x4, 2x6 wall, 2x6, R value of 2x6, I believe it's only R6. So while you have R19 in the insulation, but 2x6, I believe it's only R6. So that's why when you drive in the winter, you can see lines on the vinyl siding. So if you add just a half an inch of insulation before you install siding, or if you install vinyl siding that's insulated, what's happening is you create a thermal barrier and your heat pretty much like bounces back in the house. It's not, go ahead.
Yeah. So I just really quick, just to understand, sure. Cause I think you may hit a really good point is so, cause I've always questioned, you know, or had the question of, well, why do I need to insulate through the siding? Right. Cause I've got insulation in my walls, but what you forget is that every 16 inches, you've
absolutely
got a 2x4 there instead of insulation, which is, you know, the I-19. And
yep,
now you're picking up that extra 2 or 3, which is really good considering it's not very thick, that high density foam. So,
but it's also bounced back. It creates pretty much entire envelope, so, which is really great. Then you have LP smart side. The biggest problem with the LP smart side is what I don't like about it, that they don't control their paint. So pretty much as a contractor, as an honest contractor, I have to educate my customer. I tell them all the time, we can install it for you. Here's why we don't like it. And the reason I don't like it, because in case paint fails, you will have to go with the two different manufacturers. You'll have to go through LP, talk about products, which is probably not going to fail, but then also you will have to go through painting manufacturer.
So what you're saying is that if the paint fails, that's the failure, and you're going to have a hard time because the manufacturer on LP is going to say our product,
yep,
is fine. It's really the paint that failed. So now go deal with these guys, who you really didn't think you were dealing with in the first place, right? You didn't even realize you or whatever deal with the paint manufacturer.
Absolutely, and I don't like and I don't appreciate it about them because, like, I want to have one stop shop. If you produce and manufacture, they pretty much told the world, hey, we produce plywoods, we don't do painting, we're not painting company. Well, that's the only brand out there who is like that in the siding world, and that's the biggest negative. And James Hardy, they're number one, they're the biggest, and I would say I do recommend James Hardy. I'm not biased. I will install other brands, but I do like their paint. It's pretty much like a clay. It's a baked-in paint, so I think it's one of the best options in Minnesota. But again, I don't mind installing other brands.
Well, that's awesome. It's really good insight. And like you said, you can check this out on our YouTube channel. You're going to get a whole lot more information probably from the videos than we can get into this this show today. But we really appreciate you having us and bringing us into your home or your vehicle. And for Dimitri, I'm Chris. This is the Home Science Show, and we'll catch you next week.